You are now listening to the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 238.
And welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. Welcome again. I am your host, David Guetta. The Walking Leader podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. And in this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, we're going to continue our 2022 series on self-leadership, and we continue talking about soft skills, and in this case, the soft skill of verbal communication. So without delay, let's get started. All right, so as always, we break down the definitions, and then we dive into our subject. First, the definition of self-leadership. Self-leadership is based on you, current and future leaders, taking the initiative and being proactive. A self-leader means you are intentionally influencing your thinking, feelings, and actions toward your objectives and goals, whether they be personal or professional or both. You must take that first step, that second, third, and every step thereafter to achieve those objectives and goals. Self-leadership. Now, soft skills. Well, soft skills are interpersonal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing their technical or hard skills, those hard skills that you have learned along the way. All right, now, verbal communication. The Oxford Reference website gives what I consider to be the best definition of verbal communication that I have found on the web. The site defines verbal communication as, quote, human interaction through the use of words or messages in linguistic form. Colloquial usage refers to speech, especially face-to-face, but academic usage includes medieval forms, written communication, and sometimes sign language. Logically, as distinguished from nonverbal communication, though in much communication, these are complementary modes, end quote. That's a great definition. So, let's get on to this. What are the pros of verbal communication? Well, and again, this is coming out of the A plus Topper.com website, and it talks about the advantages and disadvantages of verbal communication. And in it, the links to the website, will be in the show notes. Now, in what I'm going to share with you, it's very brief, but one of the pros is definitely it's a time saver because you're able to effectively and communicate verbally face to face when in person, instead of sitting there looking at each other and writing it out and then sending it over to them and then they read it and they write your response back. No. It does save time. The quicker feedback, again, as I mentioned about that response, that feedback. Yes, that's a great idea. No, it's not a great idea. Can you amplify on this? Can you amplify on that? But whatever works, works. And because of that, it is convenient. It is convenient in that you don't have to sit around, wait for days for the Pony Express to deliver the mail. No. But you are able to, again, get there and communicate right then and there. Ease of preparation. Again, ease of preparation. Obviously, you have to do your homework. That's non-negotiable. Doing your homework is definitely a must. However, it is a little bit easier to put it all together, read, put it all together, assemble in your mind, and then off you go. Privacy. Privacy is a big plus because, again, you're talking one-on-one. There's no long string of messages, not something that can be easily shared to somebody, but it's more of you're talking, I'm talking, we're sharing, we're having a dialogue, and then we go from there. And of course, improve clarity because a lot is missed in emails. Trust me, I know this. A lot is missed in emails. I'll ask a question in an email and somebody will misunderstand it because they're having a bad day. Or I was not fully clear in what I was asking for or what I was asking about. I didn't provide all the information. I did not provide the who, what, where, when, why, and how. I just provided the when. And, you know, get an email that says Friday, May 13, 2:30 p.m. Okay, that's all that it says? No, definitely you're going to need to work on it. So now, what are the cons of nonverbal communication? Now, while the A Plus Topper website mentions the following as the cons or disadvantages of verbal communication, such as a distorted meaning. Again, who you're talking to, who your audience is. Again, do they misunderstand you because they're coming from someplace else that you're not? Inconvenient for long messages. Yeah, definitely. You drone on and on and on. You hear it. Well, again, It is inconvenient. Unnecessary information, maybe too much information is delivered. You spend too much time on the backstory and not enough on what the subject at hand is, what issue, what brought you two together. Communication expense. And while it's preferable to do face-to-face, yes, obviously someone's on the other side of the planet, and getting face-to-face is not really going to be, well, it's going to be an issue. Or getting the whole group together, it's going to be an issue. Alrighty, so with that being said, now the following is what I consider also, or what I consider the three cons of verbal communication. Now this is coming from me. Over-verbalizing. Yeah, again, inconvenient for long messages, you know, talking too much. Or not enough verbalization, meaning I'm quick to the point and I still am leaving you with confused, asking questions, what is going on here? So again, ensuring that you have got to find that right spot for your audience. And the other one, the third one here, and this one is I experienced this. I don't know how many times I've experienced this. Verbalizing in a manner that listener does not understand. This is when you use lingo or jargon, business lingo, such as ROI. Now, you say ROI and you understand it to be return on investment. You know, you want to know what your return on investment is. But if you're trying to hire a company that specializes in releasing medical information or release of medical information, well, what's the ROI? Well, what is the release of information? And then they go into explaining the business. That's not what you were asking about. You were trying to figure out what the return on the investment is for that company, buying into that company or hiring that company or contracting with that organization. And they're talking about release of information. So again, understand and know that the audience might have its own terms, its own lingo, its own jargon that they use on a day-to-day basis. So using, and then again, also comes with using language not known to the listener. There was a time, and yes, folks, there was a time when the word Uber was not really understood as a car company. It meant above. Uber, above. And it's a German word. And Fahrtvergnügen. It was Volkswagen's company. That was one of their logos, Fahrtvergnügen, and it was a German kind of a German mix-up of a word. And, or Vorsprung durch Technik. Right. So again, then this was actually used in commercials also. Vorsprung durch Technik. If you didn't understand it, what were they saying? So again, the 80s, the 90s, the 70s, the 60s, post-World War II, a lot of that jargon that they picked up overseas that the soldiers and they brought back into the business world and then they incorporated into life, that's fine. But now as we're moving forward in time, we're a little bit more all just used to English, and then we throw in some words or someone doesn't understand the word. Again, that can be a deterrent. That definitely will help lead to some misunderstanding, miscommunication, misinterpretation. So please ensure that you know your audience. Now, of course, the various forms of verbal communication, what are they? Well, really, first one's face-to-face. Face-to-face, you're speaking, that's it. You might have an accompanying PowerPoint presentation. And again, ensuring that even then, in some cases, you have to read off the slides. It's non-negotiable, but By that same token, don't let it all be off by this. Let it all be from the slides. Ensure that you're able to deliver a message. But if there's key points, then you have to refer to the slides because those are the key points you're trying to make. And you want to make sure that there is no misunderstanding, no miscommunication, no misinterpretation. Thus, why is the soft skill of verbal communication important? Well, it's like storytelling. The soft skill of verbal communication is important when it comes to properly and effectively conveying a message, and it's a must for every leader because, again, they're not just communicating to potential clients, potential customers, but they're also communicating to their followers, those individuals that they're responsible to lead, to manage, to overwatch, to oversee, to ensure that the job gets done. So verbal communication is definitely a must for any leader to have and to master. And by using any of the forms of verbal communication, everyone can ensure that they can properly convey their message in a clear and easy to understand manner. It's just like storytelling, however, but storytelling takes other, we're focusing today on verbal communication. So ensure that you're able to address your audience. And now, and you know this, I'm a big proponent of the 7 habits of highly effective people. And I like to incorporate how those 7 habits or any of those 7 habits can be applied or impact the soft skill in hand. So in this case, how to use the 7 habits of highly effective people when it comes to verbal communication? Well, let's identify which of the 7 habits are directly impacted. Now, obviously, you can work all 7 of them. But this is what I see just at the surface of those 7 habits that are directly impacted by the soft skill of verbal communication. Number 1 is being proactive, knowing your audience, getting out there and understanding your audience, understanding your own message. Know it. Don't just like, oh, I got this. No, understand it. Number 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Well, yeah, you also want to understand them. Get to know them. Get to know what they're doing, what it is that they need, what it is that you're going to be delivering in your verbal communication that's going to impact them directly in the sense of either welcome aboard or next, please. But again, no matter what, you have to understand them before they can understand you. And of course, once they understand you, they'll feel good about you. Number 7, the habit number 7 is sharpen the saw. Folks, verbal communication takes practice. Lots and lots of practice. You get out there and you practice it. You even if you're just looking at yourself in the mirror or you're talking to your monitor, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that you're practicing. Because when you get called up, you better make sure and make absolutely certain that you have a clear of an understanding of your message, a clear understanding of your audience, and a clear of understanding of how you're going to communicate with them verbally. It's a lot of work, but it can be done. And guess what? You can do it. Now, how and when to use verbal communication? Obviously, all the time. When you're talking to somebody, it's all the time. But ensure that, as I mentioned, read the room. Understand who your message is going to go to, who it's going to, what it is that you're trying to convey, and how deep do you have to go into it. So that means knowing your message and, of course, tailoring the message to your audience. Now, so you get up there, you speak, and what if you feel it fails? Well, it never fails. Maybe you failed to achieve the objective, but guess what you did? You got another shot of standing out in front of people. You got another shot in standing in front of strangers and talking to them at a level that you hope they understood. Enough to clearly say, yes, welcome aboard, or next, please, but that they understood it. And if not, well, guess what? Then you take that moment as a teachable moment, as a learning moment, and don't be discouraged. You get back up there again. You ask, hey, can I have another shot? Solicit feedback, especially because you are not perfect. Even if you failed it or if you hit it, you could have been better. You could have done better. And you know you can do better. And you know you can always improve. And you take that feedback because that's how you learn. That's how you learn. You take that feedback and you go from that. Also, keep in mind, and sometimes those listeners don't want to hear this, but the listener themselves are not perfect. They're not perfect at all. Because if they were perfect, then they wouldn't need your service, product, or even the time or your time. Right? But we all do. We're not perfect. Business and life, we're not perfect. Some people want to project that, but when they project that and they say, well, I'm perfect and I'm good at this, and like, okay, all right. But again, skepticism creeps in. So again, ensuring that you know that, hey, your listener is not perfect and they should be the individual that does provide the feedback. And then the feedback in the sense of, well, if they didn't like you, you're going to know it. And if they did like it, but they don't like your product or they didn't like what you were delivering, but they loved the way you delivered your message, that's even better. Then you're on the right path. But if you don't get that feedback, you don't know if you're on the right path. So the feedback's a good thing. Make friends with those people. Now, not to schmooze them. I just said make friends with them because those are the kind of people that are going to tell you like it is. So maybe later on, you're presenting to someone else and you can reach out to them and say, hey, look, I really appreciated the feedback you gave me. Do you have 15 minutes? I have another presentation and I really would like to hear from you what you think of it. This is not a sales pitch. This is just another presentation to someone else. But I do believe I've worked on it enough that now I can say, hey, can I get your feedback? And that's a good thing. Now, can the soft skill of verbal communication be mastered? I said it from the very beginning. Yes, it can be mastered. Yes, most certainly. Like all the other soft skills, it can be mastered. Verbal communication is one of them. However, it's one of those that you have to work on constantly. It's one of those that you have to continue to improve. It's one of those that it's not just for you. See, you're setting yourself to lead others, especially if you want to become a leader. And then you're going to have to, well, lead them, motivate them, and inspire them well into their future. And being a master at verbal communication definitely helps. It, without a doubt, it is a skill that is necessary, needed, and it's not one of those to be taken lightly. The serious individuals, there are some individuals who just believe, oh, I'll just read the script, no big deal. Yeah, that's fine. But there are other individuals that, hey, they truly believe in the message they're saying, and they are so passionate about the message that they're delivering you, they're going to go out of their way to read the script, understand the script, and then toss the script aside. Because it's more than just the script. So again, learn it, know it, master it, read more about it. And in the show notes on the website, on the podcast website, I'm going to have a couple of links, or I'll have three links, or four links actually. I have links there always to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And folks, if you have not done that, or taken that course, or any of the courses offering from the 7 Habits people, or Franklin Covey, I highly recommend it. It's a great primer, and others say primer, I say primer, tomato, tomato. But it's a great way to begin. It's a great tool to begin with. A couple of other books, Verbal Judo, oh my, The Gentle Persuasion. Yeah, and it's not using violence. No, it's Verbal Judo. The other book is The 4 Essential Keys to Effective Communication in Love, Life, Work, Anywhere. And the 4th book is Sharpen Your Verbal Edge, 101 Tips to Enhance Your Professional Communication Skills. Great little book there. Great little book. And again, I recommend them all. So if you get a chance, the links are on the website. Just go to DaveGarrett.com, go to podcast, find this episode 238, and we'll go from there. So with that being said, that's that for this week's episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. And I hope, I want to hear from you. If you agree or disagree with what I just talked about, or do I need to add more in episode 238, or even do a follow-up, folks, don't delay. Drop me an email or reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all at one word. I look forward to hearing from you there, or you can leave me a voice message on the Walking Leader hotline at 956-720-0060. And of course, you can always drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. Visit the website, daveguerra.com. I've got all that information there. And listen, I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate you making it to this point in the episode. I am David Guerra, the author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I do invite you to subscribe to The Walking Leader Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher. You know the deal. And of course, you can always find all of those links on my website, daveguerra.com. Lastly, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.